As usual, we begin our show with the musical roundtable, where Jeff, Jake, and I talk about a song that's been resonating in our heads over this last month. You know, it's summertime. There's lots to choose from. You're sharing music with the neighbors, blasting out of the speakers behind your house.
It better be good.
Certainly riding around in your car with the windows rolled down and it's cranked up. Some of the songs that we can't get out of our heads this month. Jake, I'd like to start with you.
All right. The song that I would like to select is from an artist, a new artist or newer. He's relatively young out of London. His name is Jamie Isaac. And it's a song called Pigeon off an album that is yet to be released. And the album is going to be called Couch Baby. And this guy is kind of part of a scene in London, derived in some ways from people like James Blake, this sort of electronic R&B singer-songwriter, very atmospheric production. And I understand that this guy has a jazz background as far as playing jazz piano. And so you definitely hear that coming through in his production. And well, let's just get into it. This is Jamie Isaac, and the song is called Pigeon.
My body won't know it's hard to sleep. It's pulling me down, choking my neck, it goes deep. And so I run so, so tight. I guess I'm on my own list. And I've been waiting for my break, so no, for someone like you. It's breaking my tongue, lowering my eyes, keep my feet through my trial to get my last steps done.
So it kind of goes on like that.
That is beautiful.
Yeah, it's a nice kind of mellow vibe. I don't know, just sort of reminds me of rainy nights in London.
Mm-hmm. It makes me think of Jose Gonzalez and Roxy Music having a baby together.
Nice.
That's lovely. Wow, you can just fall backwards into that.
So what do you know about him? Is there an album coming out?
So the full album is coming out soon, and this was sort of an early single off of that album.
Nice.
And I've always had a sort of affinity for this kind of singer-songwriter electronic thing, and especially this British production and the kind of experimental electronic sound. I just think it's... I don't know. I could listen to it all day.
Mm-hmm.
That is Jake's best pick yet, I think, Vicky.
Wow, Jeff. That's some high praise coming from you there.
Jamie Isaac, we'll have to keep our eyes peeled for his upcoming release.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Vicky, I think you're next up.
Wow. This wasn't too hard because I always anticipate this woman's music. The record that I've been swirling around, literally, is Beth Orton's Kid Sticks. And it's a bit of a different record. You know, Beth Orton, you know her work with William Orbit and with the Chemical Brothers early on, where they kind of called it folktronic, kind of had that trip-hop beginning to it. And then as she progressed within her records, it got more and more folk-based. And now she's come back around, not exactly back to the folktronic thing, but she does revisit beats and almost like a EDM, electric dance music, touches here and there. A bunch of 80s feeling in this too. The song Moon, it's so beautiful. I love it because it builds with this kind of TikTok percussion with these clangs and these washes and just gorgeous music from Beth Orton.
Well, let's take a listen. This is Beth Orton and the song is called Moon.
No other sun feels like on my skin. I wanna know what the moon feels like within. I know what the sun feels like on my skin. I wanna know how the moon gives.
lives life within. And the same moon rises over me as you. And there's really not much about that that we can do.
Cool.
Yeah, it makes me think of The Cure, a forest, little Susie and the Banshees, mm-hmm. all mixed in together with Beth's very unique voice. And, you know, she's just singing about the moon and the sun and all of our coming together
like
as people, but very simple, but very lush.
Nice vocals. She's always had such wonderful vocal qualities, too.
So this is on Anti, the record label?
Right. And, you know, she's been through a few labels and stuff. And I just like that the music industry continues to support her.
Yeah.
You know, no matter how long it's been between records, because she can take some time off. She's had a few kids. And, you know, she just, when she gets back into the music scene, it's usually a record that, you know, just represents that phase of her life.
And Anti has done some really good project.
I think Rihanna's most recent album came out on Anti, which it's interesting thinking of Rihanna and Beth Orton on the same label, but it works.
Great, yeah.
That'd be a good cocktail party.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if I can get an invite on that one.
Yeah, right? Jeff, it's your turn.
So I'm picking the new Case Lang Veers CD, and the reason I'm picking it is because of Laura Veers, local girl, graduated from Palmer High School, and she has hooked up, married a man named Tucker Martin, who is this incredible producer. Has produced this new Case Lang Veers CD.
And so we should say Nico Case, Katie Lang, Laura Veers.
Exactly. So these three women have gotten together, and they're like three generations of Femicana. I don't know. What would you call
it? You just coined a phrase,
yeah.
Sir.
Three generations, Katie Lang, the eldest, and then Nico Case, and now the new generation of Laura Veers. They've all come together and made this beautiful album. So I want to pick a song from these three women, a collaboration, a song that Nico Case really takes the lead on. It's called Down I-5.
Driving down I-5, I don't ever want to die, 'cause I'd no more get to see all this beauty passing by.
So there it is, and you know, there's Tucker Martin's production influence. What a lucky guy. I mean, that's like a producer's dream to be able to hang out with these three women.
Nico Case, one of the vocalists of our time.
Katie Lang, one of the vocalists.
Really, so. And listen to the way their voices come together on that backing harmony on the chorus. And that is just beautiful.
Yeah.
It's like wind whistling down, you know, blowing little papers and things.
Yeah. It's definitely, it's just got that beautiful kind of folk production, just so wet with reverb.
There's almost an old English folk pop component to Nico's.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's pretty cool that Colorado Springs' own Laura Veers.
Yeah.
Yeah, who really has continued to make one wonderful record after another.
And you know what else I learned is that Tucker Martin, this guy who's legendary as a producer, used to be a DJ at our sister station KGNU up in Boulder. So
really,
yeah. So there's this local connection with this album that is that I think we can all really be proud of.
All right, well, that concludes the music review section of the show. Once again,
until next time.
You're listening to Aircheck on KRCC.